Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Gardaí are advising motorists diversions are in place on the N15 at Lahey as a result of a collision this afternoon. A 31-year-old man's been arrested in Derry following reports of a serious assault in the Argyle Street area. An impact round was fired during an exchange. The numbers signing on the register in Donegal fell in all but one of the county's social welfare offices at the end of last month. And the Ulster Farmers Union is calling for an evidence-based approach to a review into the culling of cattle in Tyrone at the end of June. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 6:15. But we begin with a collision on the N15 close to Lahey this afternoon. Part of the Donegal Town to Ballyshannon Road has been blocked off as a result of the incident. We understand a motorcyclist has been rushed to Sligo University Hospital. Gardaí are asking motorists to avoid the area if possible. There have been long delays reported in the area. No further details have been released by Gardaí this evening. A 31-year-old man has been arrested following reports of a serious assault in the Argyle Street area of Derry last night. Police say officers discharged an impact round during the incident because of concerns for the man's safety and for the safety of members of the public who had gathered nearby. With more, here's Cameron Clark.
A spokesperson for the PSNI says officers attended an address in the area at around 10:45 last night to make an arrest. They say a man barricaded himself inside the property and began throwing items from a window. The PSNI says the man had sustained several wounds and amid ongoing concerns for his safety and that of people gathered nearby, officers discharged one attenuating energy projectile. The man was brought to safety and arrested on suspicion of a number of offences, including non-fatal strangulation, possession of an offensive weapon with intent, threats to kill and false imprisonment. He remains in custody while inquiries continue, the police ombudsman has been informed.
The numbers signing on the live register in Donegal fell in all but one of the county's social welfare offices at the end of last month, compared to the figure from July 2025. The only increase was recorded in Buncrana, the largest decrease in Ballybofey. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
There were 7,804 people on the live register in Donegal at the end of July, a fall of 2.9%. Buncrana recorded a marginal increase of 0.2% with 1,542 people on the register. The largest decrease was recorded in Ballybofey, where the number fell by 7.4% to 980. Dunloe saw a 6.7% decrease with 796 people signing on. There were also decreases of 4.8% in Donegal Town with a total of 471, 4.4% in Ballyshannon where there were 818 people on the register and 4.2% in Killybegs with a total of 411. In Dunfanaghy there were 466 people signing on, a year-on-year fall of 3.7%. Letterkenny was practically unchanged with 2,320 people on the register, a fall of 0.1% on the July 2025 total.
The Ulster Farmers Union is calling for an evidence-based approach to the weeks ahead following the extraordinary meeting with the Assembly's Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs Committee today concerning the recent culling of animals in County Tyrone by DARA enforcement officials. DARA is expected to publish the terms of reference for an independent review of the incident near Five Mile Town by the end of this week, with the findings anticipated in early autumn. However, the UFU president, John McClenaghan, says it's disappointing that the terms of reference for the independent review weren't issued ahead of today's committee meeting, particularly, he said, given the urgency and seriousness of the incident. It's emerged Donegal had one of the lowest burglary rates in the country last year. Figures from the Central Statistics Office have shown the East Coast had the highest burglary rates in 2025. Figures show that people in Dublin, Wicklow, Louth and Wexford are the most likely to be burgled, while people in the Northwest are least likely to be victims of a break-in. Mayo recorded the lowest rate, followed by Roscommon, Donegal and Sligo. Fellow of the Security Institute of Ireland, Peter Murray, has this advice for people who want to keep their home safe.
What we try to do at the Security Institute is just go indicators. Do your best to leave a car in the drive. From the studies that we've done with the car in the drive, like we've spoke to many courier companies and we'd ask them the simple question, when you arrive with a package for that house and there's a car in the drive, what's your thoughts? I think there's somebody there. Simple as that.
A 14-year-old boy who was reported missing from Burnfoot has been found safe and well. The youth was reported missing on Friday, June 19th. Gardaí have confirmed he has now been located. People buying or selling property could face delays when industrial action begins at Tailte Éireann next week. 465 FORSA members are set to work to rule at the state agency responsible for property registration, mapping and commercial valuations. The action could lead to backlogs in services used by homeowners, solicitors and property developers. The union says the dispute centres on pay and grading following the merger of three state bodies to create Tailte Éireann in 2023. Jim Mitchell, Assistant General Secretary of FORSA, has been outlining why the union believes new recruits would be left significantly worse off.
The difference between what we agreed and what the Department of Housing have told Tailte to pitch is a difference of 14,000 between, we'll say, the AO grade and then the executive officer grade. So it's like somebody sitting down beside you doing exactly the same work and being paid that much less.
A disinformation expert is urging vigilance online after an analysis revealed worrying trends in content generated on X. Research by The Guardian found more than half of posts relating to rioting in Belfast and in Southampton in England in June came from outside Ireland and the UK. Researchers found some accounts, including one from Kenya, posted multiple times about the disorder, changing username at least 20 times in the process. Disinformation expert and Trinity College Associate Professor Dr. David Robert Grimes says people need to be aware of the content they're consuming.
A lot of these people will fake being from the country that is affected because that gives them more gravitas or more trustworthiness in the eyes of an unwary user. And in this case, we know that at least 1/6 of the accounts were actually American. And again, this is an attempt to agitate along racial and anti-immigrant lines. I think the important thing to take away from this is a lesson we already know. Social media is designed for engagement, and that bad actors will always be able to stir the pot, make people angry. If something makes you angry, consider that it might have been engineered to do so. Elon Musk is himself constantly retweeting and racially and anti-immigrant agitating. This shows you the platform don't care. In fact, if anything, the platforms thrive in the engagement that they make.
Experts are asking the government to put the same effort into stopping smoking that they did to stopping COVID. A generational ban on smoking is being considered by the government. A similar move in the UK comes into force next year, including Northern Ireland, banning tobacco sales for anyone born after a certain date. Luke Clancy, Director General of the Tobacco Free Research Institute, says political will should be put into stopping smoking.
During COVID, more people died from tobacco than from COVID. Now, if we put the same effort into tobacco that we had into COVID, we could eliminate it. But political will and social will. And if we were bringing in this generational ban, we would need to consider things like, why do children start things anyway? Well, one of the reasons is their parents. They see parents using tobacco, they use it as well. They're much more likely to use it.
Traffic in Letterkenny continues to be the topic of discussion following a meeting concerning the issue at the weekend. The meeting established a committee and called on councillors to carry out a review of the active travel plans in the town. Tony Forrester, CEO of Letterkenny Chamber, spoke this morning on the Greg Hughes Show. Among the issues she raised was the fact that the town bus service hasn't been implemented, and she believes that could help with traffic flow.
Well, there's not, I'm not sure what you can actually do short term. I mean, what exactly? I don't know if taking them away, which I heard a comment about that the other day, you know, putting somebody in to take them away is going to make a huge kind of difference. But I'm not an expert, Greg, by any manner of means. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I would love to hear some people have some ideas about practical short term measures that would help things. But I think, as Leonard said, there's days when the traffic flows perfectly well in Letterkenny, slowly but well, and then there's other days it locks up, and it's really hard to even predict when that happens. I will say that we have been completely disappointed that there's no town bus service, and that the new town bus service we were supposed to get in 2025 is nowhere near, And I think that's that will never solve the problem completely. But if we look at the success of Local Link with getting people into town centres, has been really good for students and everything. If we had a way of moving around Letterkenny, and a different way of moving around Letterkenny, maybe that would help.
Almost 150 children with asthma in Donegal may have gone without their prescribed medication because of financial pressures. New research from the Asthma Society of Ireland shows that 1 in 10 parents say their child has gone without prescribed asthma medication as a result of cost. The organisation has launched its pre-budget submission, Backing Every Breath, Building Better Care, calling for free MART inhalers for children aged 12 to 17. There are around 1,470 of that age living with asthma in Donegal. The CEO of Asthma Ireland is Eilish Ní Hocnaíodh. She says ultimately doing so would save the state money.
To do that solely in Donegal would cost the state, we estimate, about €380,000. We're proposing that it's introduced throughout Ireland at a cost, we estimate, of approximately €12 million. So it's a very achievable cost when you consider that asthma is costing the state over €1 billion a year in hospitalisations, ICU admissions and GP visits.
Asthma can be treated so easily, and to have something like a financial barrier getting in the way of that, it is life-saving treatment. In this day and age, it just isn't good enough.
It is, can be absolutely life-saving. And what's more, it can radically change the quality of children's lives because they're not missing out on school days because of exacerbations. They're not missing out on sporting events or dropping out of sports because their asthma really feels like a hindrance. And they're not missing out on those really important social occasions or play dates or overnight stays, sleepovers with their friends, because they or their parents are too nervous to hand over the child into somebody else's oversight.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find your perfect running gear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 6:15. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with athletics, and Mark English is safely through to the 800-metre semi-finals at the European Championships in Birmingham. The Fun Valley AC athlete controlled the opening heat to take the win in 146.96 and secure automatic qualification into the next round. He'll be back on track for the semis on Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, I feel really good. It was just a matter of getting the job done today and managed to do it. And we move on to the semi-final. So yeah, it's just about getting the job done. And no matter whether I finish first, second or third, it's as long as I made it through.
Semi-finals, Mark. Have you thought of any tactics? How are you going to run that race on the stage?
I'll talk to Justin, my coach, about that. We don't know what the draw is going to be yet. So different athletes run the races different ways. So we'll have a look at it and see.
Do you feel you're as good as you've ever felt, Mark? Obviously, you did that PB again last month, like a sensational race. Do you feel as good as you've ever felt going into a major championship?
Yeah, I do feel as good as I've ever felt, but I'd say a lot of people feel that way. And like, times are, like, they don't mean everything coming into the championships. So I'll be excited to execute a new race plan again for the semi-final. Hopefully it works.
There was no such luck for Cian McPhillips in the 800. He finished 7th in his heat. He's been struggling with illness in the lead-up to the championships. Ciara Neville finished in 5th in her 100 metres heat to qualify for tonight's semis at 10 past 8. Jack Rafferty came 2nd in the 400 metre heats to progress to the semi-final tomorrow. And Lauren Roy missed out in qualification for the next round of the 100. Also in the evening session tonight, Dara McElhinney, Nick Griggs and Brian Fay will go in the men's 5,000 metres final from 8:40, while Sarah Lavin begins her 100 metre hurdles campaign just before 7:45. We go to racing, and Rathmullen's Noel and Leona McLaughlin are celebrating today after another Dingle Derby success following Tommy Kaye's win in Kerry at the weekend. The father and daughter, owner and trainer partnership, followed up last year's win with Here We Go Again by taking back-to-back Derby victories in the biggest pony race in the calendar. It's also consecutive wins for Kerry jockey Billy Rogers and a Dingle first with back-to-back winners for the same trainers and jockey on two different horses. For Noel, it's a third Derby win. In 2010, his first came with Leona's Pride, a pony named after his daughter, who was 2 years old at the time. There will be a homecoming for Noel, Leona and Billy in Rathmullen this evening, which is due to get underway at around 7 o'clock, and a big crowd is expected down there to welcome them home. On to Gaelic games. It was a busy weekend in the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Club Championships. On this evening's DL Debate, Brendan Devaney will be recapping the action with Gary McDade and Parik Holferty. Plus, we'll also hear from Declan Boner, who in recent weeks agreed a new term as Fermanagh manager. That's on the DL Debate after the 7 o'clock news tonight. There are also reaction pieces from some of the key games in the club championship from over the weekend, and they're available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. Mike Sloan has stepped down as Longford senior football manager. Coaches Enda McGahan and Joe Keane have also left their roles. Sloan had been at the helm since August 24 and guided Longford to promotion to Division 3 this year. On the football front, the Federations of Europe, Asia and North and Central America have issued a joint statement putting more pressure on FIFA President Giovanni Infantino. They have accused the global governing body of a fundamental breach of trust and deception. They say they feel Infantino has acted like someone who believes the game is answerable to him. Pressure has been mounted on the FIFA boss since his failed plan to sell stakes in the World Cup. It looks like there'll be significant changes to Liverpool's ownership. A consortium that includes Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and Facebook co-founder Eduardo Aseverin are in advanced talks to buy a 30% share in the Premier League club. The deal is thought to be in the region of £1.5 billion, according to Sky's City editor Mark Clayman.
Liverpool, obviously one of the most historic and most successful names in English football. There are clearly parallels here with the richest deals ever struck in for a Premier League club.
In the meantime, Liverpool boss Andoni Areola says he's worried his side are not ready to start the Premier League season. The head coach was speaking after the Merseyside club again let a two-goal lead slip in a pre-season fixture as they lost out to Monaco yesterday. Club captain Virgil van Dijk made his first appearance off the summer at Anfield and says that he's ready to get behind the new boss.
The main thing for him to know, and obviously that's what I told him, is that I'm here for him regardless. Anything he needs, wants to know, wants for me to do for the team or whatever, I'm here for him, and hopefully he'll be successful this season. That's what we want.
Just finally, it's understood West Ham are interested in signing former Premier League winning forward Jamie Vardy. The ex-Liverpool player is a free agent after his time playing in Italy came to an end this summer. The Championship club is believed to want at least one more striker before the transfer window closes. There you go, Don. Let's your sport for the moment. Don't forget the DL Debate is live after the 7 o'clock news. Our next bulletin is tomorrow morning after the 8 news with Jeremy Doherty.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. See Her Elected is calling on government parties in Donegal to put more women forward in the next local elections. The county has the lowest number of female councillors in the state with 3 out of 37. The council's record with regards to female Cathaoirleach is also being questioned, with Donegal one of 10 local authorities not to have had any women as chairs of their municipal districts at the moment. See Her Elected programme manager Michelle Marr, a native of Donegal town, says based on the last local election, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael must do more.
If we look at the last time we were electing people into Donegal County Council, you know, who were they putting forward? Fianna Fáil ran 15 people, only 2 of them were women. Fine Gael didn't manage to field a female candidate at all. And in contrast, the other big party in local politics in Donegal, Sinn Féin, ran 19 candidates, and 8 of them were women. So I'm really, I suppose, looking to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
Derry City and Strabane District Support Team has been conducting a number of what they're terming proactive patrols over the weekend, targeting a wide variety of crime. The PSNI say the detections made relate to motoring and drug offences. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
2 men have been reported to the Public Prosecution Service following a traffic stop in the Donnymana area. Officers from the district support team stopped a vehicle yesterday and identified a number of motoring offences. The men have been reported for prosecution in relation to no insurance, the fraudulent production of documents to police, driving whilst unaccompanied and failing to display L plates. A separate investigation investigation in the Kilfenan area of the Waterside has also resulted in a 41-year-old man being arrested. He was arrested on suspicion of possession of a Class B controlled drug and allowing the premises to be used for smoking cannabis. He remains in custody. Two other men have been reported to the PPS for prosecution in relation to possession of Class B controlled drugs. Two juveniles have also been detected for possessing Class B controlled drugs. Their cases will be reviewed by the Youth Diversion Officer before a decision is made on any criminal justice outcome.
A Donegal-based senator says Ireland needs new protocols for the registration of small watercraft. All vessels, from large boats to small recreational vehicles, must be registered under EU rules. However, Senator Manus Boyle says the level of detail being demanded is causing delays and unnecessary complications. He says he's aware of Irish boat owners who've registered their vessels in other EU countries because the current system here is so difficult.
The Marine Survey Office is responsible for registering all vessels, from large cargo ships to small pleasure boats. Registration is essential for every ship travelling to ports in and out of the EU and other countries. However, the current system is simply not working for small craft owners. Many are facing lengthy delays, excessive paperwork, requirements that suit more larger commercial vehicles, commercial ships, rather than recreational boats. In some cases, owners are being asked to provide an unbroken chain of ownership going back decades, which simply is impossible for older boats. I know of one young couple who applied to register their vessel, paid the required fee immediately. 4 months later, they have still not received a survey or any meaningful communication from the department. In the end, they had no choice but to register their boat and on another EU country so they could continue their plans. They are proud Irish people and wanted to sail under the Irish flag, but instead have been forced to fly the flag of another country.
At least 22 people are said to have been killed in a major earthquake in Western Colombia this afternoon. The epicentre of the 7.4 magnitude earthquake has been reported in San José del Palmar, around 250 miles west of the capital Bogota. In Cali, 84 miles south of the epicentre, patients have been evacuated from a hospital and the mayor says people are trapped under rubble after at least 20 buildings collapsed. Sky's correspondent David Blevins says this earthquake was recorded as 66 miles deep, whereas the deadly earthquakes in Venezuela in June were only 6 miles deep.
This really is devastating for this part of the world. It comes so soon after two back-to-back earthquakes in Venezuela, registering 7.2 and 7.5 in magnitude. So very similar to today's 7.4 magnitude earthquake. And those earthquakes in Venezuela claimed 6,000 lives. The one hope may be that this one is much deeper and they will be hoping for a much lower death toll.
Weather forecast dry this evening with sunny spells, turning hazy at times in a light variable breeze. Tonight dry with variable cloud and clear spells, lowest temperatures 9 to 13 degrees Celsius, light variable or southeasterly breeze. Warm and sunny and dry for most tomorrow with long spells of sunshine, cloudier near the west coast toward evening. Some patches of light rain or drizzle developing possibly. Top temperatures tomorrow 19 to 24 in a light to moderate south to southeasterly breeze. Main stories in brief. Gardaí are advising motorists diversions are in place on the N15 at Lahey as a result of a collision. We understand a motorcyclist has been brought to Sligo University Hospital following the incident. A 31-year-old man's been arrested following a report of a serious assault in the Argyle Street area of Derry last night. Police say officers discharged an impact round during the incident because of concerns for the man's safety and the safety of members of the public who had gathered nearby. And the Ulster Farmers Union is calling for an evidence-based approach to the weeks ahead following an extraordinary meeting with the Assembly's Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs Committee concerning the recent culling of cattle in County Tyrone by dairy enforcement officials. The independent review is set to begin by the end of this week with findings anticipated in early autumn. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. In the interim, check all today's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, August the 10th. The death has occurred of James Jim Reid, Drimdhu, Carndonagh. Jim's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home, Station Road, Carndonagh, this evening at 7:30 p.m, going to his home. Funeral from there on Thursday at 10:15 a.m. for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed live on carndonaghparish.com. family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Margaret Curran, née Barr, Spinog, Burt. Margaret's remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there on Wednesday morning at 10:15, going to St Angus Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. The death has occurred of Anthony McBride, Ards, Creasla. House strictly private to family only today. Wake tomorrow from 12 noon. Rosary at 9 p.m. House strictly private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Wednesday at 12 noon, which can be viewed on mcn.live. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice or Northwest Blood Bikes, care of any family member or James Harkin Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Teresa Laverty, Hilltop, Drumbo Lower, Stranorler. Reposing at the family home today until Rosary at 9 p.m. tonight. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Church of Mary Immaculate. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Burial afterwards in Stranorler Graveyard, Chapel Street. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if so desired, to Donegal Hospice in Teresa's memory, care of any family member or McGowan's Funeral Home, Stranorler. The death has taken place of Lizzie Burke, Long Lane, Newton Cunningham. Lizzie's remains will arrive at All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham this evening at 7 p.m. to repose overnight. Requiem Mass there tomorrow morning at 11 a.m, which can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.